How to speak so people actually take action. Every day, countless conversations happen in boardrooms, classrooms, and living rooms where passionate speakers share compelling ideas yet nothing changes. The harsh reality is that most communication, no matter how eloquent or well-intentioned, fails to motivate people to take meaningful action. Whether you are leading a team, selling a product, or advocating for change, the ability to transform words into results is what separates influential communicators from everyone else. The difference between speaking to inform and speaking to inspire action lies in understanding human psychology, mastering specific communication techniques, and creating an irresistible call to action that people cannot ignore. When you learn how to speak so people truly listen and engage, you unlock the power to create real change in the world around you. The psychology behind action-oriented communication. Understanding why people take action is fundamental to becoming a persuasive speaker. Human behavior is driven by a complex interplay of logic, emotion, trust, and urgency. Most people make decisions emotionally first, then justify them logically afterward. This means your communication strategy must appeal to both the heart and the mind simultaneously. When someone hears a compelling speaker, their brain goes through several stages: attention, comprehension, evaluation, and finally, the decision to act. Each stage requires different communication approaches. During the attention phase, you need to create curiosity and relevance. In comprehension, clarity and structure are paramount. The evaluation stage requires building credibility and addressing objections. Finally, the action phase demands a clear, specific, and achievable next step. Research shows that people are more likely to take action when they feel personally connected to the speaker and the message. This connection is built through authenticity, shared values, and demonstrating genuine care for your audience's well-being. When people trust you and believe you have their best interests at heart, they become exponentially more receptive to your guidance, building unshakable credibility and trust. Before anyone will take action based on your words, they must first believe in you. Credibility is the foundation upon which all persuasive communication is built. Without it, even the most brilliant ideas will fall on deaf ears. Building credibility begins before you even open your mouth. It's established through your reputation, expertise, and past actions. One of the most effective ways to build credibility is by demonstrating expertise without appearing arrogant. Share specific examples, cite relevant data, and acknowledge when you don't know something. Honesty about limitations actually increases trust because it shows integrity and self-awareness. People respect speakers who are confident enough to admit gaps in their knowledge rather than pretending to have all the answers. Body language and vocal tonality play crucial roles in establishing credibility. Stand tall, make appropriate eye contact, and speak with conviction. Your physical presence should match the confidence of your message. Additionally, learning how to speak so people naturally respect you involves understanding the subtle dynamics of vocal patterns, pacing, and presence that command attention and inspire confidence. The four pillars of action-inspiring communication. Effective action-oriented communication rests on four fundamental pillars: clarity, emotion, urgency, and specificity. Each pillar serves a distinct purpose in moving people from passive listening to active participation. Clarity ensures your message is understood exactly as intended. Ambiguous communication leads to confusion, and confused people rarely take action. Use simple, direct language and avoid jargon unless you are certain your audience understands it. Structure your message logically, with clear transitions between ideas. Speaking so people genuinely listen and engage requires eliminating unnecessary complexity that might obscure your core message. Emotion provides the fuel for action. People may be convinced by logic, but they're moved by emotion. Tell stories that illustrate the impact of taking or not taking action. Paint vivid pictures of possible futures. Use metaphors and analogies that resonate with your audience's experiences. The goal is to make your message feel personal and relevant to each individual listener. Urgency creates momentum. Without a sense of urgency, people will often postpone action indefinitely. This doesn't mean being pushy or aggressive, rather, it means helping people understand why acting now is important. Highlight time-sensitive opportunities, discuss potential consequences of delay, or reference external pressures that make immediate action beneficial. Specificity removes barriers to action. Vague requests like "think about it" or "consider making changes" are far less effective than specific instructions. Tell people exactly what you want them to do, how to do it, and by when. The easier you make it for people to take the first step, the more likely they are to follow through. Advanced techniques for maximum impact. Beyond the fundamental pillars, there are sophisticated techniques that separate master communicators from good ones. These methods leverage psychological principles to create almost irresistible motivation for action. The contrast principle is particularly powerful in business and leadership contexts. When presenting options, strategically arrange them to make your preferred choice appear obviously superior. Present a less attractive alternative first, then follow with your main proposal. This technique makes the second option seem more reasonable and desirable by comparison. Social proof is another influential tool. People are naturally inclined to follow the actions of others, especially those they perceive as similar to themselves. Share examples of others who have taken the action you're advocating, particularly if they come from similar backgrounds or face similar challenges as your audience. Understanding how to talk so people willingly listen often involves showing them that others have successfully walked the path you're suggesting. The commitment and consistency principle suggests that people strive to be consistent with their previous commitments and stated beliefs. Get people to agree with small, related statements before presenting your main request. Once someone has publicly agreed with your perspective on related issues, they're psychologically motivated to remain consistent by agreeing with your larger proposal. Crafting irresistible calls to action. The call to action is where most communications fail. After building credibility, sharing compelling content, and creating emotional connection, many speakers finish with weak requests like "let me know what you think" or "feel free to reach out." These vague endings waste all the persuasive work that came before. An effective call to action must be specific, achievable, and time-bound. Instead of "consider implementing these changes," try "schedule a 15-minute team meeting this Friday to discuss which of these three strategies fits best with your current priorities." The more specific your request, the higher the likelihood of compliance. Multiple small actions often work better than one large commitment. Rather than asking someone to completely overhaul their approach, suggest a series of manageable steps. This reduces perceived risk and makes the initial commitment feel less overwhelming. Once people take the first small step, momentum builds naturally toward larger changes. Creating accountability also increases follow-through. When appropriate, suggest ways for people to track their progress or report back on their experiences. Public commitments are significantly more likely to be honored than private ones. Learning proven ways to get any audience to take meaningful action requires understanding these psychological triggers that transform good intentions into actual behavior. Adapting your approach to different audiences. Effective action-oriented communication requires adapting your style to match your audience's preferences, values, and decision-making patterns. What motivates a group of entrepreneurs may be completely different from what inspires a team of researchers or a room full of parents. Analytical audiences respond well to data, case studies, and logical progression of ideas. They want to see evidence and understand the reasoning behind your recommendations. For these groups, focus on building airtight logical arguments supported by credible sources. Relationship-oriented audiences are more influenced by personal stories, testimonials, and appeals to shared values. They want to understand how your proposal affects people and aligns with their personal beliefs. Emphasize the human impact and community benefits of taking action. Results-oriented audiences care about outcomes, efficiency, and practical benefits. They want to know what they'll gain and how quickly they'll see results. Focus on concrete benefits and return on investment, whether measured in time, money, or other valuable resources. Understanding these different communication styles allows you to tailor your message for maximum impact with any group. Great communicators consistently adapt their approach to meet their audience where they are, rather than expecting everyone to respond to the same techniques. Overcoming resistance and objections. Even the most skilled communicators encounter resistance. People may object to your ideas for valid reasons, or they may resist change simply because it feels uncomfortable. Preparing for and addressing objections is crucial for maintaining momentum toward action. Anticipate the most likely objections and address them proactively in your presentation. This shows that you've thought through potential concerns and have reasonable responses. It also prevents objections from derailing your message later in the conversation. When people do raise objections, resist the urge to argue or dismiss their concerns. Instead, acknowledge their perspective and explore it further. Often, what appears to be an objection to your idea is actually a request for more information or reassurance. By listening carefully and responding thoughtfully, you can often transform objections into opportunities for deeper engagement. Reframing is another powerful technique for handling resistance. Help people see their concerns from a different angle. For example, if someone worries about the time investment required, reframe it as an investment in long-term efficiency. If they're concerned about risk, discuss the greater risk of maintaining the status quo. The power of continuous improvement. Becoming an action-inspiring communicator is an ongoing journey, not a destination. The most effective speakers continuously refine their skills through practice, feedback, and study. They pay attention to what works and what doesn't, adjusting their approach based on real-world results. Recording yourself speaking and reviewing the recordings can provide valuable insights into your communication patterns. Notice where you lose energy, when your pace becomes too fast or slow, and how clearly you articulate key points. Developing strong communication skills requires honest self-assessment and willingness to make adjustments based on what you discover. Seeking feedback from trusted colleagues, mentors, or professional coaches can accelerate your improvement. Others often notice patterns and habits that we can't see in ourselves. They can also provide perspective on how your message lands with different types of audiences. Studying other excellent communicators, whether in person, through videos, or in written form, can also expand your toolkit. Pay attention to how they structure their messages, handle objections, and create calls to action. Effective leadership communication combines multiple techniques and approaches that you can adapt to your own style and situations. Digital age considerations. Modern communication increasingly happens through digital channels, which presents both opportunities and challenges for inspiring action. Video calls, emails, social media posts, and recorded presentations require adapted techniques to maintain engagement and drive results. In virtual settings, maintaining energy and connection becomes more challenging but also more important. Use more vocal variety to compensate for reduced body language visibility. Make your visual aids more engaging to hold attention. Create more opportunities for interaction to keep people actively involved rather than passively listening. Written communication requires even more precision and structure. Without vocal tonality and body language, your words must carry the full weight of persuasion. Use formatting, bullet points, and white space strategically to improve readability. Include clear next steps and make it easy for people to take action directly from your message. Public speaking skills must evolve to address these new communication channels while maintaining the fundamental principles that drive human action. The core psychology remains the same, but the delivery methods must adapt to technological realities. Measuring your impact. To improve your ability to inspire action, you must measure your results. Track not just whether people say they agree with you, but whether they actually follow through with concrete actions. This data helps you identify which techniques work best with different audiences and situations. Create simple systems for following up with your audience after important communications. Send brief surveys asking about their intentions and actions. Schedule check-in conversations to see what progress has been made. This follow-up serves two purposes: it gives you valuable feedback on your effectiveness, and it creates additional accountability that increases the likelihood of action. Document successful approaches so you can replicate them in future situations. When you discover a particularly effective story, analogy, or call to action, make note of it for future use. Building a personal library of proven techniques will make you more confident and effective in high-stakes communication situations. Conclusion. Speaking so people actually take action is both an art and a science. It requires understanding human psychology, mastering specific communication techniques, and continuously refining your approach based on real-world results. The ability to transform ideas into action through the power of speech is one of the most valuable skills you can develop, whether you are leading a team, building a business, or working to create positive change in your community. Remember that action-inspiring communication is ultimately about service, helping others see opportunities they might have missed, overcome obstacles that seem insurmountable, or take steps toward goals they truly want to achieve. When you approach communication from a place of genuine care for your audience's success, your authenticity will shine through and make your message irresistible. The techniques and principles outlined here provide a foundation for developing your action-oriented communication skills. However, the real mastery comes through consistent practice and application. Developing these advanced communication capabilities requires commitment to continuous learning and improvement, but the results, the ability to inspire others to take meaningful action, are worth every effort invested. Start implementing these strategies in your next important conversation, presentation, or meeting. Pay attention to the results, adjust your approach based on what you learn, and gradually build your confidence and effectiveness. With time and practice, you'll develop the rare and valuable ability to speak so people not only listen, but actually take the actions that create real change in the world.